Hey, Zach here, and before we dive into this week's episode, I wanted to let you know that you can actually grab the recordings of our most recent Facebook and Instagram ads for List Building Bootcamp for just $25. Now, in January of 2024, we hosted a 5-day live training where we walked our clients through step-by-step how to set up ads that grow their email list every single day so that they're always growing their business, always growing their audience, and always having new people to make offers to. Now, what's really great about this bootcamp is we have literally dozens of client results from it, and you can get the recordings of that most recent one from January of 2024 for just $25. All you have to do is head to theadsbootcamp.com. Again, that's theadsbootcamp.com. And you're going to learn step by step through how people were able to grow their list. We have incredible results like Zita, who added 67 leads to her list in just 5 days at $1.80 a piece, or Nora Jean, who added 62 leads for $1.12 in those 5 days. We have Brenda, who added over 500 people to her list over the course of a week, under 50 cents a piece. Heather Lalonde, who did over 200 leads at 50 cents a piece. Amy Hughes, who added over 300 leads in a week. I mean, the list goes on. And those are just our January testimonials. We have even more than that, plus testimonials from the last 7 times we've done this, and we would love to have you in next. So if you head over to theadsbootcamp.com, you can grab the recordings for just $25. It'll walk you step by step through growing your list, and in less than 5 days, you could have tons of new leads pouring into your list every day, semi-automated with Facebook advertising. So check it out, and let's get into this week's episode.
This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 67. And on this episode, I am walking you through a quick and dirty launch that I did to raise some money for charity and walk you through how it works, because it was really just a reincarnation of something you may have heard way back on episode 20 about how to flip $140 into your first $1,000 launch. So if you are listening and you're ready to create waves, get results, and get a nice quick and dirty launch under your belt so that you can generate some revenue, get some experience, and get going with your business, this episode's for you, so stay tuned.
Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it.
What is up, Heart Hustlers? Welcome to another episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. I'm really excited for this week's episode because if you didn't know, about a week and a half ago, I sent out a message to most of my contacts on Facebook Messenger asking what you would like to learn more about and what you'd really like to see more of on the show. And I have to give a shout out to Asuka, who requested that I do some more case studies, kind of like I used to do in the days of old of this podcast. Now, if you haven't been around on this podcast forever, that's okay, but I was cataloging my launches way back when they were smaller launches, and now I still like to talk about my launches, break down what happened, you know, give case studies and feedback and walk you through what worked and what didn't. But the difference is now when we do a big launch, we do, you know, six-figure launches compared to when we first started. And so I read this note that a few people were very interested in me doing more case studies on some more accessible launch styles. And so I thought, we just did a miniature launch. It worked really, really well. We raised some money for charity. And so why not break down exactly what we did, how we did it, what worked great, what didn't, and give you guys some insight. So to kind of lay the groundwork, way back in, I want to say 2016, I recorded an episode number 20, which we'll link up in the show notes, called How to Flip Your First $140 into Your First $1,000 Launch. And what we really taught people was, hey, here's how to get people signed up for a free workshop or webinar, how to make that webinar so high value that people are excited to buy it, and how to create content that gets people excited to purchase the replay of a live training. We switched that up a little bit. So I like to call this, you know, the quick and dirty launch 2.0. This is inspired by episode 20, but I made it my own. So let's lay the foundation for how we came up with this idea. First things first, I have been getting a ton of feedback from my audience asking about Facebook Messenger bots, and I really didn't know how much people wanted to know, and I didn't really have this burning desire to teach Facebook Messenger bots, if I'm being totally honest, but we are using them in our business. And so I decided, why not run a little experiment and raise some money for charity? So what I ended up doing was hosting a $97 4-hour implementation workshop on bots. We sold it for $97 with the price going up to $197 after the class started. And we donated 40% of the profits to a charity. Now, I want to walk you through how we turned this $97 product into a launch that did right around, you know, $7,400 in sales, with over $6,500 of that being in profit. And we went on to go ahead and donate about $3,000 to the Trevor Project, which was really, really awesome and very fulfilling. So how did we make this happen? So number one, the reason we decided to do this was not just to raise money for charity, but to test out how serious my audience was about what they were asking for. So one thing that I see a lot of people do is kind of fall into this, the romance of like, I want a $997 product or a $2,000 coaching program, but they haven't sold anything yet. And so they're not really sure what their market wants. When you price something at $47.97, it's a much more accessible price point, and it really lets you kind of test out the marketplace to see if people are even going to buy what you're selling. So the way that this started out was I wanted to know, hey, are people going to want to buy a bots training? Are people even going to be interested in learning about bots, especially from me, because I don't teach them at length? So I started, and something that you can do, step one was to figure out, what do I want to potentially have a $97 training on? And I came up with bots. So the first thing I had to do was figure out, is there an interest in that in my audience? So once you figure out, or once we figured out what we wanted to train on for $97, we then had to create the content and the interest around that. So the first thing we did was we went out and asked my audience, where are you struggling with bots? I think that this is a step that so many people skip, and I want to explain this as a case study, but also explain it in a way that you can go out and apply this to your business if you wanted to. So step one was, what do we think we could teach on, and what could we sell a class on? Bots. Step two was reaching out to our audience and figuring out, what is it that they want to know? You know, somebody that I love reading his blog, Derek Halpern, he talks about there's so much power in building an audience first, and that's because if you have an audience of some kind, you can ask them what they want. So the second thing we did was reached out within my Facebook group, inside my Messenger application, inside of my emails, and we started asking people, what are you struggling with when it comes to Facebook Messenger bots? What do you want to know more of? What do you want to know less of? And we took that information, and I didn't just go sell a course. Instead, I created two episodes of the podcast that led to lead generators. What I mean by that is we hosted a live webinar twice, and we just simply drove people to these free webinars using my podcast, using my Facebook group, using everything that I had, and Facebook ads. I will tell you, we'd spent just over $850 on Facebook ads driving traffic to these free webinars. Okay, so step two was to figure out what it is people wanted, and step three was to go out and actually create that content. Now, something that was really interesting, you know, I told you that this episode kind of came to being because we were getting questions about, what are you doing? Can you do more case studies on the podcast? And one thing I think it's worth noting is a lot of people ask, how can I sell more? Or how do I get more sales? And what it really comes down to is creating really great content and putting it in front of people so that they're excited about your paid content. And so once we figured out what these people wanted, I had to go out and create relevant content on the podcast. And so we took all of these kind of insights and questions and concerns that people had from studying my audience, and I built out two episodes of the podcast, which if you're listening to this episode, there's a good chance that you listen to them. And the first one was just, hey, here's an introduction to Facebook Messenger bots. Quite simply, we did a show where we walked through, here's what Messenger bots are, how they work, and we were educating my audience on, hey, here's exactly how Messenger bots work. Here's the basics. Now, what we were doing with that piece of content was showing our audience, here's the value to Facebook Messenger bots. I have a good mentor that likes to say, when you're selling, your job is to prove your case. And so since we were selling a Facebook Messenger course or Facebook Messenger training, we had to prove, like, hey, Messenger bots are valuable and they work and I know what I'm doing. And so we use this podcast to kind of teach people the fundamentals of bots, and we used it to drive people to sign up for a free introductory training. Now, the way I did that was I just set up a lead page for people to sign up on. And then after the lead page, it would register them for a webinar that was really just a Facebook Live. And I can talk more about that in a minute, but I just want you to understand, whether you do a Facebook Live or you do a standalone webinar on lead pages or anything at all, it doesn't matter. The key is we did one piece of free content and then sent people to sign up for free. The reason that this first one was totally free and no pitch was we were testing, hey, are people even going to sign up for this, right? Because before you try to pitch a product or even try to sell anything, you want to make sure, is there even interest in the marketplace? So we published this podcast, we waited for feedback, and we waited to see, hey, are we going to get people actually signing up for a Facebook Live where we're going to talk about how to use Messenger bots? Well, that was on the second week of June we did that. When we published this podcast, we didn't really do a lot of promotion. We ended up having about 300 people register for that free training. And again, we did very minimal promotion. It was simply to see, hey, is there even interest here? Well, once we got the feedback from the episode and we got people signed up for the class and we paid attention to all the questions we got, that took about a week. And now we had all of this information here. So I just want to recap kind of what we did up to this point to do this little launch. And I'm going to talk about some of the stats here. But really, here's what we did. We said we want to do a quick and dirty launch of a product to see if there's an interest in the marketplace. Boom, done. Okay, we did that. Second, we said, okay, if there's interest around this, let's create some content and see how people respond to it. Step two, creating that content, putting it out there. And then we tied that content into an action, which in this case was registering for a Facebook Live. So if people are taking action on all this free content and they're engaging with this content, we know that there's interest. Now, this is where it kind of goes from the quick and dirty launch version 1.0 to version 2.0. So in the original version of this launch, which is episode number 20, again, we'll link it up in the show notes, what we have you do is you host a free class that's like 2 to 3 hours long, and you don't charge any money for it, but you sell the replay. Now, in launch version 2.0, we already have an audience, okay? So one of the big distinctions between this episode and the original version of this launch is I have a bigger audience, and this is a system that works when you already have an audience a little bit easier. So we created another piece of content that spoke specifically to the strategy around Messenger bots. Now, this can apply to any industry, but you know, the first one is just introduction, is there interest? Now we're getting into the strategy and how things actually work within Messenger bots. So we recorded a second episode of the show, and what we did was we talked more about the strategy, and we laid the foundations in a free podcast of what we would be teaching on a later paid class. Now, I will be completely honest. I've been running webinars for years now. I love webinars. I think they're fantastic. And so our second episode of the podcast on bots, episode number 65, we talked about 5 specific bots that you could implement in your business. And I talked on the show for about 20 minutes about all of these ideas. And then I told people, come join me on a webinar on Facebook Live where I'm going to go deeper on this strategy and how it works. Pretty cool, right? Now, instead of having that be the 3-hour class that I sell the replay of, I did a normal webinar that was about 60 minutes long where I just talked about some of these Messenger bot strategies. And at the end, I sold a $97 implementation class. Now, I've talked about this on the show before, but I am seeing this big shift in the online marketplace where people are not hungry for content. They're hungry for systems, processes, and actions. action. So what I basically did was I made all of the introductory content happen before I ever pitched a $97 class. So we did this webinar, we pitched a $97 class, and we ended up doing fairly well. And the day that we kind of officially announced that, we ended up having about 20 people join into the class. So we kind of had like a $2,000 day quite easily. It worked super well, and we sold that implementation class. Now, this is where it does start to get a little more advanced, but we had so much fun with it. And this is where, again, it becomes more of an advanced kind of quick and dirty launch version 2.0. So once we announced the webinar, because we were using this class, it was $97, and we were using it to raise money for charity, I wanted to invite my whole list to buy it, but I didn't want to bother my whole list with a bunch of sales pitches. If you've ever attended a webinar with me, you know that we don't just, you know, do a live class and then no follow-up. We follow up every day until the cart closes, or in this case, until the price went up to $197. So we officially kind of announced the doors opened on July 16th, and the price stayed the same until June 21st. So we had about 6 days that we were emailing everybody that registered for the webinar but didn't buy the class. Now, something that we did that I kind of liked, and when we crunched the numbers, ended up working very, very well for us, was everybody on my email list, we sent them a copy of the replay of this webinar and one link to the sales page. It was a very light email, but basically we said, hey, we just did this class on bots. Make sure you check out the replay here. It's available for a limited time. And then if you want more, you can click here to sign up for this paid class. So the entire concept of the email I sent to my whole list was, hey, here's a free replay. And by the way, if you want more, you can click here to get more. So we kept it very light. We didn't want to pitch to them too hard. But then what we did was everybody that clicked on the replay, everybody that clicked on the replay or clicked to the sales page, we then moved them into our follow-up sequence for the webinar. Because think about it. We don't want to bother everybody on our list. They're not all interested in learning about bots. But if they clicked to learn about the webinar, to learn about the paid class, they're clearly interested in Messenger bots. So we added them to this follow-up. So when all was said and done, we ended up having a nice small list of people to follow up with that worked exceptionally well for us. And I'll give you some stats on how everything worked, because you guys know I love to give you inside stats on how everything worked, but I just want to keep walking through what we did here so you can kind of follow. So we end up doing this webinar, we pitch the $97 class, and then we just follow up via email, and of course we did some retargeting Facebook ads through June 21st. And by the end of June 21st, we had sold about 69 spots to the class, which worked out really, really well for us. So we're very happy with those results, okay? So to walk you through this process again, here's what we did. We started by saying, what can we kind of teach our audience that they want to know? We came up with the idea of Messenger bots. Now, we didn't run off to create a course. Instead, we started asking our audience, what do you want to know about Messenger bots? Based on their feedback, we created content to test their engagement, 2 podcasts and 2 free webinars. By the second free webinar, we had already validated that they were interested. We taught for about an hour, and then we pitched a $97 implementation class, because right now there is a shift that people don't want to learn content, they want to learn how to implement. And we said, we'll teach you exactly step by step how to implement these. Then for a week, we followed up with everybody that had registered for the webinar, and we sent the replay to my entire list and followed up with anybody that engaged in the replay. When all was said and done, we had sold 69 seats to the class, and then about a week after the webinar, we did a 4-hour training where I hopped on Zoom and I just taught how to implement Messenger bots. And then the next day, we exported all of the files from Zoom. I uploaded them to my membership site in Kajabi. And now, here's where it gets really cool and something I'm really excited about, is after all of that, here's what we just did. We went in, we set up a webinar, we tested the people who were interested, and then we did a live class, which we turned into an actual course. So now we have this 4-hour live class recorded that we can sell for $197, which we're doing over at heartsoulhustle.com/bots. And in my case, I'm still giving 10% of the proceeds to the Trevor Project, which is the charity we donated to. So when all was said and done, not only did we have a quick and dirty launch, did we validate an idea, did we test our audience, we also now have a product at the end that over time we may go back and we may re-record and update it, but we've got a complete product with an implementation workbook, with 4 hours of content, with a complete membership site, with a live Q&A, and then we're doing a bonus Q&A to just kind of incentivize people to kind of stick around and enjoy our content. So this quick and dirty launch method, not only does it help you make a little more than just the 1K, it lets you validate an idea, it lets you get a product out the door, and it lets you really engage with your audience in a way that generates leads, generates engagement, and generates kind of goodwill. I can't tell you how many people positively responded to this type of launch that we did. So if you wanted to duplicate this, you totally could. It was incredibly kind of simple to do because it was really just, this is what we're already doing. We're just creating extra content. We're just engaging people more frequently. We're doing an extra webinar, but it didn't take a ton of work to do. And that's why we really, really loved it. So when all was said and done, I think you kind of want to know what the final stats were. When we had finished, we ended up selling 69 seats to the $97 implementation class. And we experimented this time with an upsell, so our total revenue ended up being about $7,500. To be exact, it was $7,493. We spent just over $850 on Facebook ads, which put our profit at $6,638.11. We donated 40% of our profits to the Trevor Project, which was about $2,600. And because I love the Trevor Project and it's close to my heart, we ended up just rounding that up to $3,000 and making them a donation of $3,000, which means after donating to a great cause and generating all these leads and getting all of these people engaged with our content, we still had a healthy profit for the business. So I was incredibly happy. When we set out, my goal was to do about $1,500 in donation, and we ended up doubling that. So I was very happy. Now, the last kind of thing is I walked you through the process of how we did this, how we pitched it, how we got engagement, and how we kind of framed it to be a nice little quick and dirty launch that got people engaged. I want to talk to you about a couple of things that we did to kind of increase our results that are a little bit more advanced. You can do these, but you don't have to do these. So the first thing we did was, you heard me allude to it, was an upsell. So when people bought the product for $97, we immediately sent them to an upsell page that offered a slight discount on one of my paid products. Now, we didn't have a massive success with this. In reality, we converted somewhere around 6%, which could have been a little bit higher, but we ended up selling a product at $200 and we sold 4 copies. So we brought an extra $800 in sales. And because it was for charity, I was super happy with that. So you could easily play around with adding an upsell on. The way that we did this was, you always want to think with your upsell, what's something that's going to enhance their experience? And in our case, we came up with Facebook ads. Because if we're teaching people how to run Facebook Messenger bots, there's a good chance that at some point they're going to want to integrate Facebook ads with that. And if they're getting a deal on it, why would they not engage, right? So we ended up upselling that, which brought in an additional $800 and really ended up boosting our revenue in this launch upwards of 10-15%. So zero complaints there. Very happy with that upsell. The second thing we did was, we really leveraged Facebook Messenger bots this time around. And I don't mean that we used them extensively or that we had funnels or all these things in place, but I talked about this in here. Number one, we used it to get feedback on my audience of, do you want to learn more about these bots? We were getting so much feedback from my audience when we were sending out broadcasts, like, how are you doing this? What technology is this? That we used their answers in Messenger bots to create some of the content. The second thing with our Messenger bots was, we used them to invite people to our live trainings and to remind them of our live training. So not just driving people to a free webinar, we literally reminded them and invited them via Facebook Messenger. And then, of course, when our doors actually opened, we segmented our Messenger list to know who was interested in learning more about Messenger bots. So while we were following up with email, we were also following up inside of Facebook Messenger to say, hey, who's interested in learning more? Who's interested in buying our paid class? And that ended up pushing some additional sales for us. So to give you like the hard facts, the numbers, when all was said and done, we ended up having people that had engaged with our bot content and wanted to learn more, and 69 of those people bought the class. So we had an 8.6% conversion on the course, which is really, really great. So if you're looking to kind of use Messenger bots, they work really, really effectively when you use them in addition to a miniature launch, whether it's an evergreen launch or you're using it for like a one-off launch like what we did here, where maybe it'll lead to a product, maybe it won't, but the real value is in what we're doing right here. So if you haven't already, again, you know, shameless plug, you can check it out over at heartsoulhustle.com/bots. We have a complete training where we walk you through how we're doing all of this Messenger bot automation. And again, we have that product at $197 and we're donating 10% to charity as of right now in perpetuity. So we're very, very excited about that. And Messenger bots worked great for this. Now, the last thing that we did that I want to start to encourage you to think about is something that's been evolving in the Facebook ads landscape, which is we used Facebook Lives to get people to engage with our content, but we let them register and we ran ads to re-engage people who were engaging with our videos. So a lot of our webinars and our courses, we're running ads to people who are engaging with our Facebook Live video content. And that's something that you can do with Facebook ads. So in the past, we would only retarget people that visited the sales page and maybe that were in a certain part of the process in order to get them to buy our product. But now we know, hey, if they engage with our Facebook Live video about Messenger bots, there's a good chance they want to learn more and possibly buy our course. So we ended up retargeting them after they engage with our live videos. So if you're not already, you can definitely start to tap into this potential of if people are engaging with your content on Facebook, you may want to be retargeting them. And we're absolutely doing that with our launches going forward of people are engaged with our Facebook Live, whether for 3 seconds, 10 seconds, 25%. We're testing out which ones convert best for us, but we know when people engage with our content, they're more likely to buy our products. And so we better be retargeting them. So some of those advanced things that you can do to just kind of take it to the next level are implementing an upsell, leveraging Messenger bots, and leveraging Facebook ads and people who are engaging with your natural content. So all of that pushed it forward for us. So when all was said and done, we ended up having about a $7,500 launch on a $97 product with very minimal impact to our audience. And I think that that's something worth noting is we have an internal email list that's, you know, tens of thousands of people, but we were able to do a $7,500 launch with a small group of our audience, only 800 people. We didn't drive them nuts. They really liked it. We flipped it into a product and we did all of this. You know, it was really just me. And my team did help a little bit. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like my team didn't help. But one thing that I really want to note here is my team managed our customer service inbox. But as far as the logistics of setting up this class and doing everything, I did this myself because it was a little passion project. It wasn't something we had on our agenda. We were doing it for charity. But it ended up working out really great because I want you to know that whether you have a big team or a small team, this strategy can be implemented incredibly well and it worked really great for us. So I like to think of it as the quick and dirty launch version 2.0, an homage to episode 20. But really, it's its own little standalone webinar launch that relies on a low cost product to help you convert more people. So let's spend just 1 second recapping the whole thing and kind of letting you know, like, is this right for me? The big thing that I love about this is it's a great way to kind of test out the waters in a new space or a new segment of your industry. In reality, I think if I launched a $1,000 Messenger bot program, I don't think people would have been excited about it and I don't think it would have converted as well. But at $97, it's enough of a price that, you know, it costs, so people aren't just going to buy it for no reason. But it's cheap enough that I can convert well and really validate that this idea is out there. So if you're in a business where you feel like you're having a hard time converting your products, maybe people aren't buying from you when you sell your products, or you're just breaking into a space, you might have an audience, but you haven't had a ton of success selling products, the big thing to realize is this is a way to test out what does my audience want. And in reality, most of my products start this way. We start at a lower price point and increase it over time. We only recently started launching our products at a high price point. We usually initially launch them at a discount to get people interested because we want to test, is there a market before we test, how do we make a ton of money with this? So number one, if you're struggling to get results or you're struggling to convert, consider playing with this launch strategy with your audience because it's a low ticket item that validates an idea before you go crazy with, you know, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 products. My first massively successful product started at $97. Okay. Number two, this is right for you if you have an audience of some kind that you can validate your idea with. So what I really love about this is it does kind of require you to have a little bit of an audience, but that means you're leveraging that audience to get insights. Now, if you don't have any audience at all, you may want to go back to episode 20 because I talk about how to build an audience for your first class. And that would kind of be, you know, version 1.0. This is the more advanced strategy, but again, it's still relatively simple. And then number three, this is great if you have this hankering for a new course or a new product or a new program, but you're not sure that people are interested in it. And this allows you to validate the only way that I feel you can truly validate, which is with payments. You know, people will tell you up one side, down the other, how excited they are for you, how they want to buy your products. But the moment they're required to put out a credit card, everything changes. And this way we require them to put out a credit card to validate our idea. Okay, so if you are kind of in that camp of like, I need a new idea, I need to figure out what's working, I'm not converting as well as I want to, the Quick and Dirty Launch 2.0 could be the total way to go for you. Okay, so let's just do a super quick recap of the entire process, start to finish, what we did, and then I'll tell you where to get the show notes, and I'll let you get back to your incredible Tuesday if you're listening on a release date or whatever amazing day you're having. So what we did for this training was we started by saying, what does our audience want based on what we're seeing? We came up with the idea of messenger bots. Instead of running wild with that, we reached out to our audience in our Facebook group, in our messenger, in our emails to ask, what is it that you want to know about messenger bots? Based on that, we created free pieces of content and opt-in based pieces of content to determine, are people really interested in this? Once we got enough people engaging with our free content, podcasts, and our opt-in content, webinars on Facebook, we knew that people were interested enough in this topic because we had, you know, a few hundred people engaged with us. So what we did was on that second opt-in piece of content, that second webinar, we offered a $97 implementation class because, again, we're seeing this shift in the landscape where people don't just want content, they want to know how to implement it. And it was just a live training that we held via Zoom. We sold it for $97. After we finished that first webinar, we sent the replay out to our entire email list and, of course, the people who registered for it. Those that engaged with the replay from our entire list, we added to our follow-up sequence, and we added everybody who attended the second webinar to our follow-up sequence. Then every day for about 6 days, except for Sunday, we sent at least one email encouraging them to join our $97 class. At the end of that week, we had 69 spots sold at $97 to a launch list of about 800 people, so an 8.6% conversion, and 4 people took us up on a $200 upsell, bringing our total revenue just shy of $7,500 on an $850 ad spend. So our total profit was over $6,500 on this endeavor. Then we took that class, so we hosted it live, we flipped that content into a $197 product, which is going to be in perpetuity on our website, and now our next step will be, how do we create either an evergreen funnel or an upsell or a cross sell or a way that we bring this product we just created into the spotlight of our business because we've now validated that it sells. So that is the Quick and Dirty Launch version 2.0. If you would like a recap of this, you can always head over to heartsoulhustle.com/67. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/67. We'll have the show notes on this waiting for you over there, which you're going to love, and a basic recap of everything here. So I'll leave you with this. If you are trying to get a new product, a new idea out there, you don't have to price it at $1 million to start. Get it out there at a reasonable price. Test your market to see what they want to learn more about and build a product based on your audience, not based on your knowledge. That's the secret to getting massive growth, massive success, and quite honestly, great conversions. Because when you lead with what people want versus what you know, people are more likely to engage with you. So get out there, get launching, and I can't wait to hear your results from the Quick and Dirty Launch version 2.0.
Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.